Blog Talk Radio.
Dip, 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 dip.
Get a job. That's what I want to talk to you about today. Today is January 5th, 2015, and you're listening to the Work for Life show. I'm your host, Bill Eater, and I want to say, America, we are not the best America that we can be. You know, America claims the land of opportunity. And we were the land of opportunity, for sure. But somewhere along the way, it became evident the land of opportunity for all Americans. And so today, my show is titled Working Class and Business Owners, Be the Change You Want for America. No one can do everything, but everyone must do something. We are a strong nation. You know, here at the Work for Life show, my belief is no one can exceed beyond their own attitude, abilities, and actions. Your attitude, your abilities, and your actions is the key to success. And when you learn to work these things, success is yours. Day by day, step by step, inch by inch, you'll get there. But it's about working class, and it's about the business owners. And I remember last year, when the president said that 2014 would be a year of action, when he explained in a speech to the country that over 300 CEOs had agreed that they would hire the long-term unemployed during 2014. They kept their promise. Over 300 CEOs come out to be hundreds of thousands and even millions of jobs. They kept their promise to America. Promise to America by way of President Obama. They were able to look at what was best for America, and they kept their promise. And when it comes to the best America possible, the working class and the business community has to carry their share of the load. We all have a responsibility in making America the country we want America to be. And that's the best country ever. And we cannot be the best country ever if we are leaving Americans out of the prosperity. And that's what's happening. Americans are being left out of the opportunity for prosperity. And it's not going to work. All Americans must be included. And here at the Work for Life show, we help people prepare themselves to put the best foot forward and find the very best job that they can get based on the skills that they have available today. And there is no such thing as a man or woman able to support their family a year ago or 2 years ago to now be told you don't have the education that you need to get a job. It is not true, and people should not buy into it. It is up to the working class, and it is up to the business community to give America what we need to be the change that you want to see in America. So whether you're looking for a 9-to-5 or you are interested in self-employment, we have to give the best of ourselves. And that sometimes that means we have to settle for less to do what's best for America. There are two things to consider when we talk about working class. Two types of people. Number one, American working class are capable of performing in the job market. Keep that in mind. You are part of the working class community. You have the capabilities to perform. Don't let anyone tell you anything different. Businesses are making enough money to pay livable wages based on the skill of the person who applies for a particular job. Those are two factors about the working class. You can do the job, and businesses have the money to pay you. So it is time that we make getting a job simple in America. I mean, people come to America and root their families and become successful in 9-to-5 jobs or self-employment. Every day, people come to America from other countries, immigrants, legal immigrants, undocumented immigrants, and they make a way in the land of opportunity, must place themselves at the top of that list. So ask yourself, what do you need to be the change that America needs today? What is it that you need that's keeping you from being the change that America needs to see today? Because it is time that we make getting a job simple in America. It is time we boost this economy. After all, if 25 businesses hire one worker each, that's 25 workers who are bringing money into their communities. 25 businesses each hire one worker. You've helped that community. You've helped those communities. If 1,000 businesses hire 1,000 workers, you've helped those communities. America has 25 million small businesses. That ain't even counting the mom and pops that don't make it into the list. Small businesses means that that's a business that has 500 or fewer employees. America has 25 million large businesses. That means businesses that have more than 500 employees. 50 million businesses can put, but what's happening is that the businesses are holding the workers in the palm of their hands. You guys are being held in the palm of the hands of business owners. The working class is making it easy to be palmed by businesses. You're not trying to get out of the palm. You must. Working class, you need to invest in yourself. You need to take some strategized risk and make a better you. And that'll make a better America. There are ways to do it, and you must do it. You can do it. There are jobs out there. There are companies making enough money to pay you to go out and get those jobs. It's time for working class citizens to claim your power. And it's time for small business owners to increase your profit, especially those mom and pop businesses. It is time to stop being a pawn for Fortune 500 companies. I'm talking to the working class, and I'm talking to the mom and pop business owners. You're being a pawn. You're being used. So it's time for the working class to claim their power, and it's time for the mom and pop businesses to increase their profits in these times, do not view themselves all the same, but actually they're the same. There are only two classes of Americans, those who work for their money and those whose money work for them. You just jump on the side where you belong. You either work for your money or your money works for you. And if you work for your money, you should be standing with all the other working class who works for their money. And, of course, those who money work for them, I don't blame them for where they stand. They're supposed to stand together. But guess what? We are in the 80% percentile, the working class. That's where we are. We are unstoppable. We have the power. We just need to use it. And the small mom-and-pop businesses, you're in the working class too. You work for your money. Your money is not working for you. If you don't have any customers, then you don't have any income, and before long, you're not going to have any savings. So the working class, it's time for you to make some moves. And the small mom-and-pop businesses, it's time for you to make some moves. No matter where you are on the scale of Americans, all classes of people are required in order for America to prosper. All classes have a role in order for America to prosper, whether you're the working class or whether you're operating that business and you are part of the working class, or whether you're operating a business and you are well off and won't need that business. If you no longer have your customers, you can still live. Okay, maybe and maybe not. For some who have enough money right now, it doesn't mean you'll have enough a decade from now, because you know the cost of living rises. So it's about all of us doing the best that we can do for one another. You see, the small mom and pop businesses need to ask how they can make the local economy better. Because after all, as go the community, so goes their businesses. The working class is not, that's unemployed. It's not about your lack of education why you're unemployed. You need to sell your skills on paper. And as you communicate by phone, you need to sell your skills. And when you're standing there in person, you need to sell your skills. You need to talk about your community. You need to talk about your past job evaluations and what you can bring to this business that's in your community. And the business owners need to give you a chance as a job seeker who lives in the community. It's time for community-based businesses to give the local residents a chance to get back to work and keep that money flowing in these communities, whether it's part-time work or full-time work or temporary work. We must strengthen this economy by strengthening our communities. So, working class, you need to find a way to make financial decisions that will enable you to work for less, even if only for a few months. And business owners, you need to find a way to make financial choices so you can hire a new employee, if only a part-time employee, for a few months. And to the working class, you need to go in and offer yourself out to be hired and offer to work for less money while they train you if you are not fully qualified for the position. Make the offer. And business owners, you need to promote your current staff and free up entry-level positions. Even if you have to create a promotion for someone that's already on the job so that they can train your entry-level staff. Because when you start paying people in your community, they're going to spend in your community. This is in their community. And as people spend more and more, businesses crop up. And as more businesses crop up, the community gets better and better. We owe it to society to give our best, and sometimes we're going to have to tighten our belts to make it work. to the working class. You need to go to these companies that are outsourcing and ask them for a job. Put them on the spot, especially if these are companies and you're a customer anywhere in the country and you know that they're outsourcing jobs. That's where you go. Ask them for some of those jobs that they're outsourcing. And to the small business, why these Fortune 500 companies are outsourcing, start training the people in your communities and ask them to work for less wages for a while so that you can help improve your community, and they, your community, your customers will be grateful and loyal to you for what you did when times was bad, and they'll be there for you when times get good. The working class, you need to be telling these managers when you go in to look for a job that you are a veteran. If you are a veteran, make sure they know it. List it on your paperwork. And business owners, hire these veterans in your local area. And if you can't hire them, help them by referring them to other business owners that you know. And let them know that you have a couple of veterans in your community that's looking for work, and you haven't been able to, they haven't been able to find work. Help people. Help your community. You see, working class and business owners, you got to be the change. You can't wait for the change to come down from the Senate or to come down from the president or to come down from council members and whatever else. You have what you want for America in 2015. Decide today to have a job in 30 days or less if you're unemployed. And if you're a business owner, decide today to hire at least one person in the next 30 days. Be the change. And if you're an overachiever on a job, ask for a raise. First, collect all your data, your past evaluations, organize what you want and what you need, and then ask for a pay raise or a promotion. And then if you're a business owner, become a driving force in your business. Reward those overachievers. Make it easy for them. Just increase their wages just a little at a time to show them that you appreciate them. Give them promotions. Sometimes a promotion, just a title, will suffice a person, and it'll encourage your other employees to be even better employees. You got to be the change that you want for America. Job seekers, you need to organize your job search. Work with others. Visit job clubs or start your own job club and be a resource for other people. Tell them when you know somewhere is hiring. If you didn't qualify, tell them they're hiring such and such, and they can do the same for you. Come together. And come together with the businesses in your area. Start talking to those managers where you're spending your money. And managers, show the community that you care about them as customers. If you can't hire help, organize a job fair or community resource once a month. Do something. Do something. Do something. No one can do everything, but everyone can do something. I mean, if you're looking for a job, make a list of some services. Claim your power. Claim your power. You can do some things because you worked on a job 10 years, 15 years. Make a list of things that you can, services you can perform. And offer these services to area businesses for either a one-time project or ongoing project. You can build a website for them. Maybe you can teach them to use their computer. Maybe you can do some cleaning service inside and out. Lawn care work, decorating for, based on the type of business, telemarketing. Maybe you can do that for several different companies in your area, small companies, so that you can bring in customers to them. Talk about your intentions. Let them know what you can do. And then to the small business owners, welcome your community ideas and services. Encourage it. Because when you help your customers feel good, they're going to help you by spending money in your place of business. We have to help one another. We have to be the change that we want America to be. We can no longer sit back waiting for things to happen. and we are not doing anything that shows, well, this will change something. Talk about the things that you want to see, how you want to see your community grow, what you want to see better in your community, and then get out and talk about these things to the residents and to the business owners. And business owners, you do the same thing. You need a healthy financial and social economy, and you can get it if you're willing to do the work. Whether you are a job seeker or whether you are a business owner, if you work together, you'll have better communities. Job seekers, contact your local chamber of commerce and ask about new businesses that's coming into the area or that's recently moved into the area. And business owners, look into government programs that's there to incentivize you, your businesses. If you've not checked, how do you know what is and is not available for that community where you live? There could be funds available. If you hire certain people in your community, you may get a tax break because you hired that person. Or you may get some type of subsidy for keeping that person on for so long. But you have to want to change, and you have to want to be the change, and you have to put in the actions that it takes. And with job seekers, contact your local employment office and ask them if there are funds to help long-term unemployed in either your job search or for training or for resources. We have to do these things. But we have to come together and do it. Donald, when you're working, you're paying taxes. And the taxes you pay goes towards your schools and your roads and your bridges and public services and FEMA. I mean, when storms and tragedies hit communities, FEMA depends on tax money that's already been paid in. If millions and millions of people are not paying taxes, you're hurting your economy. You're hurting your country and businesses. You have to help your community by hiring. If you can only hire one person, hire them. If you can hire more than one, do so. If it's part-time, do it. If it's one-time services, do it. Because paying taxes improves the image of any community. And even if you are in a community that is deteriorated, if you spruce up your business, you'll find that the area will begin to spruce up themselves too. This is about not just some, but all of us. Working class and business owners, to be the change that we want for America in 2015. We have to be the change. That's all to it. Be the change that you want for America in this new year. Jobless working class citizens, go out, get hired. Be the change you want for America. Underemployed citizens, jump out of the clutches of others. Ask for more money. Sign up for training to enhance your career. You're employed and stuck in a 90s job. Evaluate where you are and move ahead. You don't have to be in the same job year after year, decade after decade. You have new skills that you didn't have when you entered. Now you must sell yourself. Promote yourself on the job or sign up for training and enhance your career. And if you're a business owner, model yourself as a business owner. What are some things that you can do now to increase profit for your company and encourage staff productivity with intent to noticeably increase your company profits? You, the manager, the owner, it's up to you to increase profits. And there are things you can do. If you're a business owner, learn the story of Henry Ford. he ingeniously increased his profit margin level by giving his employees raises so that they could have the money to afford to buy his cars. And the rest is history. Or should I say, the rest is Henry's story. Working class and business owners, be the change you want for America. Improve your country. Don't think that you have the option to wait for a politician or to wait for a CEO to make a move. You force the hand. You must claim your power. When you, the working class, claim your power, things will happen. You have to make it happen. Because if you don't do anything to make things happen for the best, then things automatically happens for the worst. That's the way it goes. You either plan and move forward, or you fail the plan and you fail. And when small businesses start doing better, large businesses pay attention, and they start to doing things different. Because CEOs don't want to lose their share of any market. And if small businesses do things to start hiring people in their communities, those people in their communities are going to stop going to other communities to spend money, and they're going to spend their money in their own community. And when CEOs, corporations realize they're getting less of a share, they're going to start doing things different. That's the way it works. America, Americans, be the change that you want for America. Because that is the only way this land of opportunity will actually be a land of opportunity. And it is indeed a land of opportunity for those who are willing to take the risk. It's just that so often today, more of your risk takers are people who come to America from other countries because they can see what America has to offer. But for whatever reasons, our working class does not seem to be able to understand the power that's in the hands of the working class, Americans. So it's time for working class citizens to claim your power. And it's time for the small mom-and-pop business owners to increase your profits. That's what you got to do. That is the only way. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen in. I'm right here at blogtalkradio.com/workforlife. And on Twitter, you can find me at workforlifebea. I'm all in, and I'll do anything I can to help anybody who needs to prepare to get a job, whether you are a retiree, a high school graduate, a dropout, an ex-felon, veteran, it does not matter. The job search techniques, preparing to get hired, they're right here at the Work for Life show 24/7. And I'm here on Mondays live. Until the next show, I'm your host, Bill Eater. And to you, I say go out there and get a job.